Matt Greenwood, yes, with you for Viking Voices, talking to Christina Bettis of the Jeffco softball team out of Belleville East High School, freshman. Belleville East, located in Swansea, Illinois. Perfect game for Christina Bettis this past weekend against Mineral Area College, a 9-0 victory there through five innings. Struck out seven and didn't give up a walk, a hit. Team didn't make any errors behind her, so a pretty cool deal. First time ever in Jeffco softball history. When the moment happened for you, Christina, did you know it was historic?
I had no clue. Like, I knew, like, no one's gotten on base, but I didn't know I was the first one ever to at Jefferson College.
I think I asked you right before we started this interview, have you ever done that in high school? Your answer is?
No, I have not.
You're also a member of a combined no-no this year. Is that what I heard correctly from Coach Cook?
Yes.
Okay, and what's that experience like just to know that, you know, through five innings or six or seven innings or whatever it is, you don't give up a single hit to a team and they never really threaten to score on you? What's that feeling like as a pitcher?
It's a really good feeling knowing my defense is behind me and that they'll have my back no matter what and make, like, the plays.
Yep, certainly. When it goes into a perfect game, obviously you're not going out there expecting yourself to throw a perfect game every single game that you throw. But when that moment actually happens for you and you kind of get closer to it, the old baseball thing is don't go near a pitcher if he's getting close to a perfect game. But it seems like you guys are such a tight-knit group and everyone knows what's going on and all that stuff. What was sort of the team reaction during this bit where you were throwing a perfect game?
I think they were so focused on, like, trying not to let anyone on, so it stayed a perfect game, and, like, yeah.
Did they say, hey, you got this, you're one inning away from a perfect game? Did they remind you that it was happening?
No, I didn't really realize it was a perfect game, if I'm going to be honest. Like, I was like, oh, no one's gotten on base. I didn't really, like, process it, like, oh, I'm about to have a perfect game.
The word perfect, you know, sometimes people don't like that word because, especially when you're a baseball player, softball player, any athlete, you always pick apart different things throughout a game that you're in the process of. But the overall thing for you in this perfect game is that you were perfect. Did you feel like you were pitching perfectly that day?
I mean, I missed a few spots, so I guess it wasn't a perfect game pitching, but in reality, it was a perfect game because no one got on.
I ask athletes all the time whenever they do something for the first time ever, just how do you process that, especially when it's like in the middle of a season, because, you know, you do want to keep the focus on what's ahead and not worry about what's behind. But it's a perfect game, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I was really excited after I realized I just had my first perfect game ever, and it was in college, and it was the first one ever here, so it's exciting.
And you're a freshman, so you come right in, and, you know, a lot of people expect freshmen to make mistakes and learn from it. Sophomore year, they get a lot better, but you come right in, and you're about, what, 50 innings into your freshman college season, and there you go. You got yourself a perfect game. I want to talk about your time at Belleville East. Tell us a little bit about, you know, back home for you.
So in high school, our team was pretty good, and my catcher actually goes to Missouri State, that my high school catcher, so it's like, I always had, like, a good catcher and, like, good pitches called, so, like, it worked out really well. But I never had a no-hitter or a perfect game, but it was close.
So you did come close a couple of times?
Yes.
Okay, very cool. What about your pitching style? Like, how did you get to where you are technique-wise, the pitch selection, that sort of thing? How did that process go for you?
Well, I started with just, like, a small pitching lessons, like, back home, but then I went to Jim Garner, which is out of St. Louis, for, like, since middle school, and he's one that really gave me the confidence in, like, attacking the strike zone and stuff.
What's your best pitch? You're not quite sure?
No.
What do you throw?
I pretty much throw everything, but probably curveball is my best pitch, I would say.
Okay. Hey, it's nice to have a best pitch, right? Your numbers that I pulled off of the junior college website, 53 2/3 innings this year, 1.96 ERA, 63 strikeouts in those 53 2/3. But you did throw a little bit against that Missouri Baptist JV team yesterday, mm-hmm. or day before, whenever it was.
Yeah.
So I know those haven't been calculated. But not only did you throw a perfect game, first one in Jefferson College softball history, but you're also having a pretty darn good year. 1.96 ERA. What are you most proud of about this season?
I'm really proud of how the defense has, like, stuck together, and it makes the pitchers not work as hard if they're, like, making the plays and making the big plays. It just is easier on us.
You talked about your catcher in high school now at Missouri State, and who's your catcher this season? Because I know Coach will flip-flop.
Yeah,
players.
It's Morgan Loggins and Allison Murph.
Okay. And what's it like to have them behind the plate calling pitches for you?
I like how both of them catch. They both know like what I throw well and what all the pitchers throw well.
Okay, very well. I know you got to get warmed up for a game here against Southwestern Illinois College, SWIC, as most people around here understand it to be. This team is 25-6, you know, 18 more games left in the season. Your thoughts on what it's going to take for Jeffco to get to that region tournament in a good rhythm and potentially get to that World Series?
I think if we just all stay together and focus on the one goal is winning every inning and then the game, and then if you do that, then we will make it.
Okay,
play together.
Yeah, play together. All right, very cool. And one last thing, Coach Cook, what has he meant to you in your game?
He's meant a lot. He always has confidence in us. He may not say it, but he always has confidence in us, and it makes it easier.
All right, well, congratulations on your perfect game.
Thank you.
I can still see it. It's an awesome feeling for you.
Yes, thank you.
It'll probably never go away. Hope it doesn't. Good luck today.
Thank you.
That is Christina Bettis. Perfect game. First one in Jefferson College softball history, going 5 innings, striking out 7 against Mineral Area College. Joining us here today on Viking Voices, we'll hear from Coach Tony Cook next.